In 1893, as all BSO aficionados know, the young Dan Godfrey established the Bournemouth Municipal Orchestra. It later became the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, and he stayed at the helm for an astonishing 41 years until 1934. He was knighted in 1922. It's little surprise that Sir Dan remains the longest-serving principal conductor. The current incumbent, Kirill Karabits, is currently celebrating 10 years in the post, and while he's some way behind the founder, it takes him into second place in terms of length of service. He spoke to the Echo to mark this significant milestone, which he describes as a great honour, and to talk about the programme for the 2019-2020 season. Did he expect to be with the BSO this long? No, of course not. I did not even know where I was going when I first came here. I took a train to Bournemouth. But I knew in my very first visit when I met the musicians that this would be something very special. Of course, every relationship has its beginning and its end, and that is a natural process. Sometimes it is a mystery how long a relationship will last, but if it brings pleasure to both sides, it will. It's just like life. The new season effectively starts in July with the proms, but the major opening here is a piece by Liszt, which Karabits came across in Weimar last year. It's a melodrama about German reunification. It is going to be a sensation because nobody knew that Liszt wrote like this, said the conductor. Other big pieces will be Elektra by Richard Strauss, and Karabits himself will be conducting Handel's Messiah at Christmas. It's my first time, so I had to do that one, he joked. Each season is a balance between something known, something new, something big, and something small. And while each new season is exciting, it's a different kind of excitement. When I started out with the BSO, I thought something would happen, but had no idea what. Now it is a much deeper kind of reaction that I am interested in. I know everything much better than I did 10 years ago.